The year of the snake begins today. In Vietnam, it'll be observed in a cultural and religious celebration called Tet. It's a bit like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's all rolled into one. It's a time to spend with family. When commentator Trang Ho went to Vietnam for the first time since her family left the country as refugees after the war, she spent Tet in Ho Chi Minh City with her relatives.
All of my life, people have asked me where I was from, and when I finally got back there, people asked me the same thing. Where are you from? I've lived in the United States since I was 2, and that was obvious to the Vietnamese from a mile away. I walked too fast and ate too slowly, and no Vietnamese woman wears a backpack. I felt like a foreign exchange student in Vietnam. Hours after arriving, a cousin I never met guided me through Ho Chi Minh City just because I was kin. He was taking me to a Buddhist temple to observe the Lunar New Year. For 30 minutes, we dodged taxis, Russian-built buses, cyclos, and motorized carts with cargoes of live chickens. Outside the temple gates, a barrage of elderly women were selling incense, paper, and trinkets. Children with mangled limbs banged cans against the ground, begging for money. Inside, people burned incense in front of the statue of Buddha to pay homage to the dead. The thick gray smoke burned my eyes. Many held their noses to cope with the noxious fumes. Used incense piled higher than haystacks. People used to light firecrackers in hopes of wealth and good fortune until the government banned the practice. As we drove home, handwritten signs and red cloth banners flew above the streets. Red flags with a large yellow star in the center hung from every balcony. Altogether, they looked like one large continuous ribbon that connected the rows of French colonial homes. I thought how festive and patriotic, just like Americans on the 4th of July. But later, my cousin told me that hanging the Communist national flag during holidays wasn't a choice but an obligation under the law. I realized that the same things that mesmerized me about Vietnam had forced my family to leave 2 decades earlier. For the first time in my life, I was content not to fit in and to be the foreigner that I was.
The comments of Trang Ho, a reporter and producer for KPFK in Los Angeles.